33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in the U.S. Right now, there are about 5.5 million Americans living with it, including some 380,000 Texans. Promising treatments have focused on the buildup of you may have heard about this in the news, sticky proteins in the brain called plaques. But clinical trials have proven disappointing. Well, now new research at the University of Texas at San Antonio may offer insights as to why. And this discovery could change the way that the search for a treatment goes forward. Andrea Kelly is a postdoctoral fellow at the College of Sciences at UTSA, and she's heading up this research. Welcome to Texas Standard.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. Did I get that pretty close to right, the way I was explaining how so much of this has been focused on those sticky proteins, the plaques?
Yeah, definitely. Classically, these plaques have actually been thought to be made up of something called amyloid beta. Most all drug trials have revolved around amyloid-centric drugs, so ways to take away this buildup of amyloid beta. And all of those drugs have failed in human trials, and therefore there's a really large need for a new focus.
Okay, so just so that I understand, how is it suspected that these plaques work to bring about what we understand as Alzheimer's dementia?
So actually, there's not that much known about it. The plaques are just a hallmark of the disease. So there is no real diagnosis for the disease until the person has passed away and an autopsy can be done. Once that is done, the brain tissue can be looked at under a microscope, and that's basically how they know that someone has had Alzheimer's disease.
So how have you been dealing with these plaques? I presume you've been working with these plaques?
I was actually able to isolate them from postmortem Alzheimer's brains and kind of look at them in a new and interesting way and basically show that they're a lot more complex than previously thought.
It's not just about these, what did you call, amyloid beta?
Right, exactly. So there's many more proteins and peptides that are actually part of these plaques. And so that's basically developed a new focus for the eventual introduction into targets or biomarkers.
Now, tell me, how would this actually change the way that drugs might be developed then? I guess you're sort of having to start, in a sense, from the drawing board, it sounds like, because if it's not amyloid beta, then it's maybe some other molecule or some compound of molecules, perhaps, working together?
Exactly. So amyloid beta is definitely something that's important. We know it's there. We know it's there in excess in Alzheimer's brains compared to healthy brains. Any way of trying to eventually find a drug, we need to first understand the players. What are the proteins? What are the peptides that are there? So now that we know all of these different compounds that make up these plaques, we can start determining whether they're maybe working in conjunction with the amyloid beta or completely separately, and start understanding the biological mechanisms or biological processes that are happening.
Dr. Kelly, it strikes me odd that we would have gone down this track this far, focusing so hard on amyloid beta in the first place. Well, is it just that there's a sense of urgency about this, or someone thought that there had been a breakthrough and put the cart before the horse, or what happened here?
Well, like I said, there's no denying that amyloid beta is important. However, classically, ways of looking at these plaques have focused on basic microscopy, so just looking at them under a microscope. Mm-hmm. You can definitely tell that there's amyloid there. And before using all of these more forward methods, I guess, like the ones we are using, that seemed like a good thing to focus on. Additionally, most all research in AD is done using mouse models. Mm-hmm. And more recently, it's been determined that the mouse models actually really bear minimal pathological resemblance to human counterparts.
Interesting.
Mice do not get Alzheimer's disease. So more or less, the drugs that have worked in reducing this amyloid beta buildup in mice is just basically taking away something that was put there, not through natural biological processes as in humans.
I mean, on the one hand, I'm sort of inclined to think, well, this is kind of, depressing to hear that all of the promise that had been built up around amyloid beta, that may be misplaced, perhaps, or premature, but at least this means we could be headed in a new direction when it comes to the search for treatments.
Most definitely, and especially with these new techniques, imaging mass spectrometry in particular, it basically combines that visual of microscopy mm-hmm. that's been classically used
right.
and uses mass spectrometry or analytical chemistry to really look at the localization of these different proteins and peptides in the brain and see how they're working with each other or potentially not working with each other as they should be. And it just really gives some new focus to the research.
It's a real eye-opening discovery by the folks at the College of Sciences at UTSA, where Andrea Kelly is a postdoctoral fellow heading up Alzheimer research there. Andrea, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much.